Welcome to Soul Lessons, encouraging you to live with higher purpose and explore your spiritual side. I'm your host, Bill Phillips. I'm a psychic medium. For those of you who aren't aware of what that means, I basically channel heaven. I can communicate with those who've crossed over. My purpose for this show is to help encourage people to start living in their own power and understand their higher purpose. I want to inspire people to explore their spiritual side and show them how it can be fun to get to know this side of themselves, to discover themselves, their true nature. Not a body with a soul, but yet a soul within a body. And to get other experts' opinions on what our soul's purpose is in life and how they view the nature of the human soul. I'm very excited to be here today for my first show. So for those of you who don't know who I am, I want to give you a little bit of background. I'm basically a psychic medium, and I've been doing this work now for about a decade. I have also written a book. It's called Expect the Unexpected. And I travel the country helping people understand the true side of spirituality and to help them know that their loved ones are around them and well and happy and how they guide them on a daily basis. So I had a bunch of different signs leading me to do this today. And so I'm very excited to be here. And that's really it. I don't want to spend too much time on myself. I really want to bring my guest on, but I want you to know that if you want to know more about me, you can find out more at my website, billphillips.com. Okay, so I'm very excited to have my first guest on today, and he is the Leo King, David Palmer. David is a world-famous celebrity astrologer, electronic DJ, professional jet boat racer, and is also known for his speaking events, conferences, and documentaries. He uses music, astrology, and inspirational speaking to heighten your spiritual experience. He has a large presence across different media genres, including social media, mobile apps, and streaming platforms. He is a self-proclaimed distributor of OTT media markets. For those of you who aren't aware, that stands for over-the-top content in the broadcasting world. David currently owns the Leo King Incorporated, 12th House Media Incorporated, and is the founder of Future Life TV, High Vibe TV, Electronic Generation, and Spiritual Dance Music. Welcome, David.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm super happy to be here.
I'm so happy that you're here. Wow, there's just so much on here. So I know of you as being the Leo King, and you have the number one video app right now that's all across the world, right?
So yeah, for astrology, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So that is really exciting. And I've heard your name from so many people over the years. So it's cool to have you face-to-face with me.
Yeah, I'm super happy to be here. And, you know, we got connected through my mom.
Yes, we did. And by the way, I wanted to give her a shout out. I just adore your mom so much. She is such a bright light in this world. And when I met her a couple of years ago, it was by just random, you know, and it was a phenomenal experience. And I'm just so grateful that she's your mom, because she is such this bright light, this empath. She's just such a special person, you know?
She is. She's the reason why I do this. I mean, you have to have support, especially whether you're psychic and any of these fields, right? Like, support is a huge thing, and it's sometimes not there by family, by friends, by the social engineering of the world. So to have your mother be extremely supportive and a guiding light in that way, it makes it a lot easier.
Oh my gosh. I feel the same way about your mom as being like my mother figure in some sense, because for those of you who don't know, my mom passed away when I was 14. She's my biggest supporter and cheerleader in heaven. So that part I'm grateful for, but she sends me people over the years that fill in that space for me on a physical level. And that's for sure your mom. She has just been awesome. So my question to you today was, well, how did this all get started for you? And so was it because of her?
Well, my mom, yeah, she was super open. Like, she didn't push anything on me. She was just always reading like spiritual books in the 90s. And I was born in the 80s. So when I was kind of conscious enough, I was like, oh, what are you looking into? And when I went to the library, I saw an astrology book with the sun signs in there, you know? And then I found out I'm a Leo. And of course, when a Leo finds out they're a Leo, they're like, yeah, baby. Yeah. So then it started with dating the girls in high school, you know? I dated the whole cheerleading team. And I'm like, okay, let me look at their birthdays. Which one's really better? Because, you know, like, you know, we kind of have this thing in our souls where it's like, oh, okay, yeah, cheerleaders are cheerleaders. But no, every cheerleader is not the same.
Right.
And that's based off who they are. So I was on AOL with the 56K, with the dial-up, looking up Leo and Pisces, Leo and Virgo, Leo and this sign and this sign, and going that way. And then when I got into my early, like, or late teens and early 20s is when this all really came down on me. I really did a lot of research through Terrence McKenna. Of course, I was into Timothy Leary. I was into a lot of the old pioneers of the 60s and the spiritual movement. And I was a raver. So it was like this,
wow,
you know, experience of love on another level. Because yes. I was like the typical guy, right? Like, oh, love is only through like my relationship kind of guy. And then, you know, the rave scene transformed me. And it really was about Plur, you know, and living through a higher life and connecting on love as friends and as people. And when you connect to that level, I feel that these doors open the highest. And then that's when astrology was always my thing. As a kid, I was really into astronomy. And I'm able to go outside and read all the planets and the stars. And I understand things like the ecliptic and how the eclipses work. And I'm a math kind of guy. So, yeah. But I failed Algebra 1. So it's one of those weird things.
Me too.
And so long story short, that's how it really happened. Was really just the rave scene, the experiences in that scene, and connecting that with astrology and psychic work. And then I started doing tarot readings.
Oh, wow, okay.
Before I was doing astrology readings. Really? And I was like freaking out my friends. So then I kind of didn't know where to go. So I started seeking out other people that were into it. And then I started doing astrology readings. And then it just blew up from there when I went on reality television.
That's right.
I came out as an astrologer, which is kind of like a weird thing in 2010. Like, hey, I'm an astrologer. This is before, you know, all these reality shows about that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there's never really been an astrology reality show. But so that's when that kind of built the platform for me.
Not yet.
Yeah. So.
Very cool. Okay. So for those of you who are now tuning in, this is Soul Essence, and I'm your host, Bill Phillips. And my special guest today is David Palmer, AKA the Leo King. So we're just talking about his background, how he got into this. Now, I want to ask you, when you got your first set of tarot cards, were they given to you or did you buy them?
It was weird. And I'll be very frank and open and honest. I was not in a good place in my life. I was using drugs at the time. And I went to the swap meet in Orange County. And I was up all night, so I had nothing to do on Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I went by this spiritual booth. And this lady looked at me and she said, you know, you're extremely psychic and spiritual. And I go, what? And she like basically gave me the deck.
Yep. That's what I wanted to ask you, because that happened to me too when I was about 15 or so. But I always find that spirit finds the right messenger to get you on this path. And I also find that there's usually some kind of darkness or some kind of trauma that happens that leads us into that spiritual side. For me, it was being 14, having my mom pass away unexpectedly, and just all hell broke loose. And for me, that was my coming to Jesus moment, really, you know? And so I have heard a lot of people as well, because I feel like people that are the most psychic or sensitive like to numb those senses because they don't know how to deal with it, you know? I believe that that's probably in my family as well. But so I was curious to know about that. And do you still have that card, those cards?
No, I don't still have them. I wish I did.
I still have mine from when I was 18. They're in my backpack still. And so I like to just give them out as gifts to people because that's how this all works, you know? This is Bill Phillips with Soul Essence. And we will take a quick break and come back with my special guest, the Leo King.
The garden's sorting out. She curls her lips on a bar. That's all I hoped it was. Break from the warfare in your house. To each his own. The soldier's bailing out. He curled his lips on the bow. And I don't know if the dead can talk to anyone.
Listening to KX 93.5. I'm your host, Bill Phillips, and this is Soul Lessons. I'm back with my special guest, the Leo King, and his social media handle is at the Leo Kingdom on everything else, Twitter, Instagram, and he is the Leo King at Facebook. Okay, so David, I've known people over the years that have had these incredible readings from astrologists, so much so that I had a friend a long time ago that said that in her chart, the person was able to pinpoint a spider bite on her right elbow when she was 11 years old on her birthday. How does that work? How do you guys get so specific with this information?
That's a good question. The first thing is, the one thing that's constant in our whole entire world or experience from a soul is the planets. I mean, if you look at them, you can exactly know the exact time that we're going to have a new moon. Like tonight, you can go look up and see the moon has just passed Venus right at after sunset. You'll be able to go see it. So with this one constant of the universe, it's the only thing that you'll find on the planet. Everything else is changing and evolving and But the one thing that stays true is the sun, the moon, the earth, and the planet relationship. Mm-hmm. So the more you understand about that relationship first, you apply that with what's happening in your own snapshot when you were born. So when you were born, we're taking a snapshot of wherever everything was upstairs and where it was from the position of Earth. And from that period and that point, we can go forward, we can go backwards. It's pretty much a like a record, right? So like how a record works, I always look at the reality as like a record. Like I can go forward and know exactly what's going to be at that part of the track, or I can go all the way back and look exactly what it feels like on the back part of that. Now, description wise of exactly how that works, I mean, there's so many fundamentals to it. Everything from looking at how the current planets today are affecting your own individual consciousness, basically. And I'm an evolutionary astrologist, so I really believe that we are constantly evolving, and the planets are also evolving consciousness. They're showing us where consciousness is evolving at the same time. So for me, when I'm looking at somebody, I can look back at certain aspects and at their age and go, oh, this is where this event happened, whether, and it's an extremely positive one, maybe based on a social situation with friendship and receiving some honor in their life. And that stuff's fun. But for me, I really like to go deeper into the conscious levels and really go into, this is the moment that changed your whole view of wherever that point is in your life. That you know, so, but there's a lot, there's so many things, right? It's all math, and literally there's not enough time in the world to even understand how much There is, because there's so many planets and so much time to cover. It's insane. Right. Yeah. It's infinity, both ways, right?
It's incredible. And I'm a firm believer that certain things are predestined. Like, obviously, we're here to be light workers. That was totally part of our contract. How does free will play a part in this? Because I believe, as well, we have the option to go a different direction. You know what I mean?
Of course.
So how does that play a difference when, you know, when you see in someone's chart that at their Saturn return, when they're 27 years old, you know, that their life is going to be set for the rest of their lives or whatever? Like, how can somebody see that they have the power to change their reality at any given time, dependent on what you see for them?
I like to look at it like Earth is like the permit for your driver's license of free will. So like sure, like we're in there, but we're kind of being watched the whole time. And we're also like kind of at the Autopia at Disneyland, where there's some tracks making sure that we don't fully get off as far as the predestination of things. So I feel like these moments are buildups in life to where you get the choice. I think that's really what we get free will wise, is just choice in a positive or negative direction of a predetermined position. I mean, that's my view of it. So I feel like when we say free will, if it was true free will, I'd say, I don't want to breathe anymore, and I want to get on a spaceship and leave the Earth and never have to breathe. I mean, that would be true free will, right? When people throw around the term free will, they have to really look at a deeper version of it, of realizing that everything in this world is, you know, like right now. I mean, we're in beautiful Southern California. The sun's outside. I wish it could be like this in the middle of the summer every day. But unfortunately, in like about 8 hours, the sun's going to go down and I can't stop that.
Right.
So, you know, there's that part that it's like being born on train tracks, and there's huge crossroad moments that build up. And I'm able to say, and I only look for those big moments, because those are the moments that in your life change your consciousness in different directions and basically take you into a positive or negative state, or even split you into different worlds.
Right.
But I feel at the very end of the day, it all leads back to the same point.
Absolutely.
Right. So you can go down the trail in a crazy way to learn your consciousness and not be aware and go the hard route, or you can go with the ebbs and flows of the universe, and where the universe and guides are calling you and the planets are calling you. And I'm a big God person, so where God's calling you. Or you can just avoid all that and avoid the signs that are at these crossroads, which literally that's why we call astrology signs. I mean, you know, I mean, like, they're the ultimate signs, right? Because they're actually physically being, they're in front of your face, if that makes sense.
Well, yeah. And the more present you are, the more able you're able to see those signs, you know. But if you're like doing other things and, I don't know, just completely on more of an ego driven track, you don't see that's what's right in front of your face. You know what I mean? And I believe that we do, we continue this journey even when we leave the physical body. It's not just here. We're here for a short time, people. This is a very quick ride. And this is just like a drop in the big sea of the ocean of life. And so it's eternal. And I just love how astrology backs that up as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is, for the spiritual world, it is the scientific backup of it, if that makes sense.
Right.
Where there's actually a lot of us that are doing research and development with it. Of course, we have conferences. Of course, we're using actual science-based charts. Mm-hmm. So we're using the science out there and applying the spirituality to it. And for me, it's a form of channeling. So that's how my guide, it's a language. Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, I feel like it's the universes and the guides, that's how they speak physically. And, and there's a physical language out there spiritually. And I believe it really is the planets, because it's something that all human beings on this planet can understand without understanding. Like, everybody has a different language, but the one language that we all understand is the heavenly bodies and seeing those things. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of the ultimate language, if that makes sense, of spirit.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think every channel has their own vocabulary, basically. Mm-hmm. So I find it interesting that you're using the scientific approach to prove spirituality, you know, and show people this other way. What about skeptics?
Well, I'm sure you know that better than anybody, Bill. Well, the first thing is you know, skeptics are a hard one, because number one, I mean, most skeptics come with a predetermined belief system that they're not ready to shift anyway. They just want to have fun and prove you wrong whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, yeah.
So really, I mean, it's not like you have to go out there and prove it to you. It's a little bit more like, well, why don't you actually look at it and follow it for 1 week and see what happens in your life and actually follow these rotations and follow these things. Like, I look at simple things like, okay, let's take, for example, the Fukushima disaster that happened. That day, the planet Uranus exactly moved to zero Aries, the first degree of Aries, so it switched into a whole new sign. That literal day, Uranus is the planet that rules earthquakes, it rules upheavals, unpredictable aspect. Aries is the warrior, the Mars-ruled energy of destruction and chaos with Uranus. Boom! The day it moves in.
That's amazing.
Right? So it's like you take little things like that or, you know, like what we're going through right now with Uranus just entered Taurus on May 16th. The last time it did that was in the 1930s, 1933 and so forth. And it was the buildup of fascism, Hitler, and all those things. Look at the world and how it's changing alliances right now.
Right.
The same thing's going on right now. So when the media is freaking out about, oh, this is happening and this is happening, it's like, well, look what happened in the 30s. I mean, come on. Like, like there were the weirdest combinations of people.
Right.
I mean, at one time, Japan and America were at war. And now, you know, Japan and America love each other, right? So it's like, who knows how the new connections are going to be over this next 8 years. It's going to blow people's minds. That's what Uranus does, is it blows people's minds.
Yeah.
So, you know, you could start, I use history. For skeptics, I use history. Or the best one that's coming up is Saturn and Pluto, which is a 33-year cycle. Those two take 33 years. The last time was in the mid-80s. And here we are, coming up to this 2018 and 2019, where they're going to conjunct. The last time they did this conjunction, which means in the same place in the sky, happened in this space of Capricorn in 1517, which was the time of Leonardo da Vinci. It was the time of the Renaissance. It was the time also as well, if you go to the time before that, which was in the late 1280s, which was right before the Dark Ages too, because there was also a lot of other planets in aspect to this. So, you know, you use history to be the proof for skeptics.
Right. Well, I would think that skeptics or just more scientifically minded people would be more open to what you do because you have the science, you know, backing it up. For someone like myself, I have to bring through the evidence on a different level, you know, and even then it's like people will have their opinions either way. But I was thinking with someone who is basing it with science and with astrology, you probably have people that are more open in that sense to wanting that guidance through the cosmos and through numbers, you know, versus going to see a psychic or a medium, you know, and taking a chance with that. Which of course, in any field, there's going to be people that are gifted and the people that are not gifted. But when you have science backing it up, it feels like you have a better platform to go off of. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. But when I, like, let's say I do a reading on somebody, right? Like, for me, it's like accessing their security code to their soul, right?
Right.
Like they're, it's the most vulnerable thing is your birthday and understanding. Once I see your planets, I know everything. Like, you know, before I got married, I'd go on a date with a girl in Hollywood when I lived in Hollywood. And they would say, oh, I have this and this. I have Venus here and I have Mars here. And I'd be like, oh, you're born in this year. And they'd be like, no, you know, like they have a different birthday on their Facebook, you know?
Yeah.
So like when you tell an astrologer your planets, you know, everything about them, you know, everything what's going on deeply and you know it all. So that's the kind of vulnerability, but it's giving your access code to allow you in. And for me, most people think I'm using the science or the astrology the whole time. No, that's just the access code to access my channel. And then their guides come through or, you know, if I have serious situations, I have like 150,000 guides that will surround me like crazy. And they'll be like, you need to pay attention to this. And then I look at the chart and they're also speaking through that language of like, this is the issue, like this planet and this issue with that energy or that form of their consciousness. So for me, it's a very pinpointed, targeted, and depending on the vibrations that the guides are sending me and the energy of the feelings that they're sending me, or even visualizations and stuff like that, like I'm able to tell if like, hey, your guides are happy with you or, oh my gosh, they've been trying to reach out to you and get you this message for a long time.
Right.
And for me, it's a little different than with mediumship because I'm not really connecting with people that have passed. I'm connecting with their guides and telling them how to get through their conscious issues yeah. that are plaguing them or holding them back from consciously evolving in their life.
That's incredible. I admire what you do so much. So let's take a break. This is Soul Lessons on KX 93.5. I am your host, Bill Phillips, and this is the Leo King, David Palmer.
Heard you getting married, get low. Everybody says get low. Greatest man alive, get low. I've been told I can never show. Put yourselves a diamond, get low. Finally getting paid, get low. Buying people's silence, get low. They're afraid I can never show. Concentrate on violence, it works. It can get you so far. End up feeling worse. It's cold and you're left with no one. Love the way your heart had no room. Loving what your heart become. Even when you smile, you're so cruel. Loving what your heart become. Remember when my hands they turned blue. Loving what your heart become. I love the way you hang with no fruit. Loving what your heart become. What your heart become. What your heart become. How we get light. Get low. Out here in LA. Get low. Trying to be the man you need. Every day.
You never show, you never show.
But I don't know.
Get low.
I didn't like the way.
Get low.
It's hard to stay inspired.
Get low.
I stay awake.
You never show, you never
and
show.
And struggling in darkness, it works. It can get you so far. But digging in the dirt gets old, and you're left with no one. I love the way your heart had no room. Loving what your heart becomes. And even when you smile, you're still cruel. Loving what your heart becomes. Remember when my hands, you turned blue. Loving what your heart becomes. Love away your hand, no fool. Loving what your heart becomes. What your heart to a knee, praying for forgiveness from you, begging please, clapping like we mean it, and nothing's ever changed, everything about it always stays the same. I love the way your heart had no room, loving what your heart becomes, even when you smile. Still cool, loving what your heart becomes. Remember when my hand turned blue, loving what your heart becomes. Love the way you hang, no fool, loving what your heart becomes. What your heart becomes. What your heart becomes.
Against the planet's last dance, just for a minute. The silver fork sky lit you up like a star that I will follow. And now it's found us, like I have found you.
Listening to KX93.5. I'm your host, Bill Phillips, and this is Soul Essence. And I'm back with my guest, the Leo King. He is at the Leo Kingdom on Twitter and Instagram, and he is the Leo King on Facebook. So most people that don't know a lot about astrology, like myself, they hear the term Mercury in retrograde. That's probably the most, I think, the most widely cultured, you know, term that's within your field. But there's way more than just Mercury in retrograde. That only happens, you know, four times a year and
every 88 days. Like, you know,
is
like,
it really?
Yeah,
okay.
Because Mercury and the sun's relationship is, you know, 88 days is a year of Mercury.
Right.
And we're passing Mercury really fast all the time because Mercury's going around the sun really fast.
Is it already happening? Because I'm already
feeling
stuff happening.
It's coming up in about a week and a half.
Okay, yeah. But there's a shadow period, right?
Correct, which means the area in which Mercury will come backwards in our view from space. Because remember, the planets don't go backward. But when we pass a planet as Earth, right, mm-hmm. that planet looks like, when we're passing it, it looks like it's going backwards because it actually goes backwards in our view.
Right.
So all a shadow period is we're right now in the zone to where Mercury will come back into this area.
Mm.
That's all the shadow means,
okay.
right? So it's already creating a bunch of things in that area of consciousness that are going to be reviewed again and rehashed and re-understood. That's all really Mercury retrograde is a re-understanding of something more clearly.
Right.
But the reason why people have heard it is because it causes a lot of chaos. But you have to remember that Mercury is the smallest planet. It's a grain of sand. And what is the one thing in the world that plagues everybody with stress in this world? They're the stupidest, littlest things in the world.
Right.
So it's so funny on how Mercury retrograde gets everybody in a tizzy because that's really what it does. Mercury is, you know, the fun, loving kind of, back in, if you look in the Hermetic science or if you look at all the old alchemy books, everything is based off Mercury, mm-hmm. the true understander of the universe and everything.
Right.
But when, you know, Mercury goes retrograde, it's our minds, it's our thoughts, it's our understandings of things shifting gears. It's, you know, you saying something that, oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Oh, why did I say that? Text that person. Oh my gosh. Or, yep. Oh man, like, you know, or it's the weird, stupid car accident. Mm-hmm. That's like, gosh, I was on my phone when I was driving. I shouldn't have been doing that. Because right. Mercury rules travel. It rules quick aspects to things. And your quick reactions of your thought processes and what you're doing and how our mind works and our mental understanding of things. But there's so all the planets go retrograde, right?
Right.
Except, of course, the sun and the moon are luminaries. They're not planets, right?
Right.
So they don't retrograde. They're yeah. always moving forward.
I always feel like I can't think during retrograde. I'm just like, wait, what's going on? Or I'll forget that I left my keys in the house. I'll forget something just ridiculous. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. And it affects you more because you're a Virgo, right?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Because Virgo is ruled by the planet Mercury.
Right.
So every sign that you're born under is ruled by a luminary or the planets.
Right.
So Virgo, right? Every little meticulous thing be on order. Everything needs to be understood correctly. Wanting to give all the details correctly. Have everything written down. Take notes, you know? But when Mercury goes retrograde, it's like the opposite of all that. It's like, I can't get anything into control. Why is the pillow not on the couch right? Why is this not, you know? It's like, oh my gosh. And then
so
it feels
true.
Like crazy,
yeah.
right?
So, yeah, and I live my life by that. But to be honest, I don't book any air travel, any hotels. I don't do anything around that time period because I have had situations where I did that and the flight was canceled. I missed my flight. Something crazy happened. And I'm like, I know better now. And I tell people the same thing. And they've also seen it happen too for themselves. But I also have friends that are also light workers that say, I do not let it affect me. I have this like white light around me and I don't let it get in, you know. But is there any way to avoid disasters with retrograde?
I think a lot of it is being aware, right? Like
right.
you are like,
yeah.
okay, like, let me be prepared that the flight actually might be canceled.
Right.
Or let me be prepared to, I'm going to wake up a little bit earlier so I don't miss the flight because, you know, I'm not thinking or I forgot to pack something
right.
or things like that. So it's like taking maybe those extra steps. I don't believe that what's happening in astrology should stop you from living your life ever, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I have crazy, horrible transits in my chart happening and I'm still jet ski racing, you know, at 80 miles an hour, you
oh
know what
gosh.
I mean? So like, it's not like I'm going to stop myself, but
yeah.
it's being aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
Really all astrology is being aware and mm-hmm. having that pre-awareness allows you to, you know, step into situations a little bit more, I don't want to say protected, but it's a little bit more conscious protected. Like,
right.
hey, I know what could happen. It's kind of like going to a party and knowing that there's a bunch of gangbangers in there with guns. Like, okay, maybe I shouldn't go in that area of
yeah,
the party or
exactly.
go talk to those people.
Right.
Maybe
right.
I should go to where all those really positive people are in the back. I don't know. Laughing and having fun, you know?
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of like you can know the energy before you come into the room.
Right. It's having like common sense and using your intuition, right? And I
yeah.
feel like I personally, I know that many people feel the same way, that like with the full moon or the eclipses or whatever's going on, it affects you. It does affect you. I feel myself go into like a deeper place, a more reflective place. I might be more irritable one day and I'll think, oh, okay, yeah, there's a full moon tonight or there's something else happening astrology, you know, in the world. And so how does that affect you? Because I could, because you're so tuned into this, you know, and you know when things are going on for the most part, right? Do you take a day off for like mental clarity or, you know, how do you protect yourself energetically knowing what's happening in the cosmos?
Well, I'm sure you had the same experience with your evolution in dealing with psychic energy. Because
right.
really, I believe astrology is psychic energy.
Oh, absolutely.
At first, you get obsessed. So you go all in
yeah.
and then you go through a mental, emotional, spiritual, complete transformation of reconfiguring yourself to this energy, which feels like a lot of people call it, of course, like what, like your dark night of the soul, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you go through this feeling where, am I doing the right thing? Is like I don't know if I feel. Then you start going to the doctor, like I don't feel good.
Right.
Something's wrong with me.
Yeah,
something's wrong with me. But your whole cells and DNA and everything is changing.
Yeah.
So that's why a lot of people with spirituality don't go all the way. Because
mm-hmm.
you know what? To be a light worker, you have to face the red pill in the matrix. Like
yeah.
that experience, Neo throws up in the movie at the end and
yeah.
he trips out for days and days and days. Of course, they only do it like a couple days, but probably the real experience is a year or so or
right.
more to get through this kind of like outer bounds of the reality of which is not really what we were taught and showed that it really is.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, after I got through that and pushed through that, I had to do things that were outside of this world. So I started my race team. So for me,
right.
you know, being in the sun and in the water and doing 80 miles an hour, the last thing I'm thinking about is like, oh gosh, yeah, Mars is in retrograde and it's conjuncting the South Node and it's squaring Uranus in a couple of weeks. No, that's not happening. You know, that's like me in the moment. Or my music is another way to fulfill me in these crazy moments or express my soul in a different mm-hmm. way. And I've bridged that with astrology and do music horoscopes through DJing, which is like another way in my future. I see already in the 2020s doing huge festivals where I'm teaching everybody the understanding of where the universe is at through music, lights, and sound, and using the planets as that kind right. of way. So that's how I disconnect or drive my sports car down. I have a brand new Z06 Corvette, take the top off and go down PCH with my wife and look at the beach amazing. Or something. So it's little things, you know, like yeah. that, but it's never goes away.
It yeah. Thank you for saying that because, you know, it takes a lot of courage to do this work. You know, people don't really fully get that it chooses us. Mm-hmm. I really firmly believe that. Like I wasn't like a kid going, oh, yes, I want to do this. You know, my background's also music, actually. I was a trained opera singer. I went to a conservatory of music, and that was going to be my life. Well, Spirit didn't like that. So they wanted me to go on a different route, and they made it very clear to me. And you know, it's really amazing how the universe guides us when we're not serving our truest purpose here, you know? So when I was in school and I was, you know, singing and stuff, I was always getting sick. Things just weren't going right for me, you know? And I took that as a sign, you know? But the talent was there, obviously, you know? But as I was in school, people were still seeking me out for readings, and I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. No. You know, it was very on the down low, and people were more persistent. And when I was done with school, it was just so obvious. It was so obvious, and I was changing people's lives with this, and it just made the most sense to me. And so I'm so glad that I listened to them. Same thing goes with you too. You know what I mean?
I was in a horrible place. Yeah. I was a reality show star trying to become this reality show. Well, I don't even know what you want to call it. Like just false celebrity in Hollywood for years. Mm-hmm. And it was like, no astrology, astrology. And I was like, okay, I finally got down to nothing. And I started doing horoscopes and videos and just, I was on Venice Beach in 2010 to make money and doing readings on mm-hmm. On the boardwalk.
Wow.
That's how this started.
Really?
Like, I put up a sign saying, as seen on TV, like, it's me, and you want a reading and just donations. And wow. that's what started this whole thing. I finally like came out that way.
That's amazing. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, that takes courage.
Yeah, you should have, and so a lot of people couldn't pay, so I would do the reading anyway, but it was like, you know, that I was like, okay, I'm dedicated. And then mm-hmm. I had to make a kind of like a night, you know, dedicating a night, you know, if you understand the whole, like, whether it's the Knights Templar or all things going back into history of the Knights made a code of conduct and a mm-hmm. code of honor to God. And there's that moment where you literally go, all right, I'm dedicating everything to this and I will never stray off the path. Ever.
Mm-hmm.
And once you make that call and you jump on that, everything falls into place as a light worker. It's insane.
Totally. Completely agree. 1,000,000,000%.
Yeah.
It's so clear. You will know the signs will be so abrupt that you cannot look anywhere else.
Yeah.
You know?
And, you know, who knows? Maybe some people do get to that place, but they still jump over that fence. And I don't want to see what's on that other side of the fence of Jurassic Park. You know what I
mean? Right. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we're only human, too, you know. So we're here for a short time to help people. And sometimes that gets blown really big and people can't, you know, handle that stuff. But I feel like you're on this beautiful path right now, you know, and I see big things for you ahead too. So you see it for yourself, but I see it too. So
thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm so happy to have you on today. So thank you for making the time for me.
Of course.
With your busy schedule. And I don't know why I just keep seeing you in New York. So I want you to know that I keep seeing you working in New York. So
right now in New York, I just did a deal with one of a huge magazine that you all see every day. And I'm writing a 100-page horoscope magazine that's going to be on every newsstand coming out in October.
Oh my gosh, congratulations.
Yeah, I inked that deal on Wall Street about 4 weeks ago.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. Yeah. I have the chill. That's awesome.
Yeah,
it's going to be really great. Well, so just in closing, I'm just I'm here with my guest, the Leo King, David Palmer. He's been all over the place. He has the biggest number one video astrology app that's around right now, which you should definitely check out because it's amazing. And he travels the country, and he is here to be of the greatest service for everyone. So thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Bill. Yeah. Truly appreciate it. Love your work as well.
Oh, thank you so much. This has been Soul Lessons. I'm your host, Bill Phillips, and every week I'm going to be encouraging you to live with higher purpose and explore your spiritual side. Join me as I discuss different realms of spirituality with different experts in the field. I'm so happy to delve deeper into the realm of metaphysics and different realms of spirituality. Besides the work that I do as a psychic medium, I really want to get down into past lives and dreams and numerology and everything that we can use to access, to gain more clarity, more insights, and to basically be our own guide while we're here. This has been Soul Lessons. I'm your host, Bill Phillips, on KX93.5.
Chunks of me, you're a shark and I'm swimming. My heart still thumps as I bleed. I know your friends come sniffing. Triangles are my favorite shape. Three points where two lines meet. Toe to toe, back to back. Let's desolate. Go alone, my flower, and keep my stones alone, my love, and keep alone my heart. Three guns and one goes off. One's empty, one's not quick enough. One burn, one red, one green. Set to grains while the candle spins. Chunks of you will sink down to seals. Blubber rich in morning. I mash you up, yes, I know, so love away. But it's fair to say, you will still haunt me. Triangles are my favorite shape. Three points for two lines meet. Toe to toe, back to back, let's go. My love, it's very late. Till morning comes. Let's desolate. Thank you.
Never changed anything you wished you could.